The Holy Gospel reading for today is taken from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. To care about everybody as if they're your family and to love them. You know. As easy as sharing, loving, caring, as easy as holding, playing, laughing, as easy as knowing we are family, because we are all God's children. You are so right, Vincent. Will you help God's dream come true? Let me tell you a secret. God smiles like a rainbow when you do. I love this book. It reminds us exactly what Vincent said, that we are all family and that we get the blessing of loving and caring about each other. Okay, can we pray? Let's pray. God, we thank you that you have made us your family. And sometimes as your family, we don't always get along. But help us to love one another, to forgive one another, and to always care for each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I have something for you today, so don't leave yet. It's to help you remember who you are and how much you are loved. There's these little wristbands. They're in different colors. And they say, "Jesus loves me." So go ahead and pick whatever color you want. If there are any other kids here today, does it glow? I don't know. You'll have to let me know if it does glow in the dark. I don't know. It kind of looks like it does, but I don't know for sure. Is it? It'll help you to remember to let your light shine before others, right? Okay, so thanks for coming up. Yes, you can. Yes, please do. You may get ones for your brothers and sisters, and yep, there you go. Is that the color you want, Logan? You can pick your own color if you want a different one. There you go. All right, and I'll put those in the back, so if anybody didn't get one that wants one, they can have one. Yeah. Did you get enough, Vincent? Okay. I love that book about God's dream because I really truly believe that that is God's dream. That is God's intention for all of us as God's children, that we truly live as family. I have to say that I am deeply troubled by some of the things that have been happening in our country, which are very much in opposition to that dream of God. As you're probably aware, last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, there was a large rally of several hundred white nationalists and white supremacists carrying torches and waving Confederate and Nazi flags, shouting hatred. And there were others, counter-protesters, that also gathered in Charlottesville to protest this rally. Some of them peacefully, others not so much so peacefully. And then as the crowds were forced by law enforcement to disperse, one rally-goer takes his car and rams it into a group of counter-protesters. Then he backs up and rams his car into another group of counter-protesters, injuring many and killing a young 32-year-old woman. as I saw and heard the news, as I saw images of all of this, I found it really hard to believe that this was happening here in the United States, that this was happening now, in 2017. Unfortunately, it is very real. And even though it happened on the other side of the country, it truly affects all of us. Because the truth is, it could happen anywhere. It could happen even here. Now, as your pastor, you have called me to do many things, and one of them is to preach the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And as Christians, as followers of Jesus, our stance on these things is very clear. We stand against hatred and discrimination. We believe that cultural, ethnic, gender, or racial differences are seen and celebrated as what God intends them to be. That these differences are part of God's dream for humanity. That they are blessings, not means of oppression or discrimination. Our national church, the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, has some social statements. And one of them is entitled, Freed in Christ, Race, Ethnicity, and Culture. And this statement says, Racism, a mix of power, privilege, and prejudice, is a sin, a violation of God's intention for humanity. The resulting racial, ethnic, or cultural barriers deny the truth that all people are God's creatures, and therefore persons of dignity. Racism fractures and fragments both church and society. As followers of Christ, we have a mission. We are called to confront racism in our country and in our own lives. We're called to confront and confess our own complicity in the face of discrimination. We are called to commit to change, to speak up and remember who we are and whose we are, and then live out our beliefs. All people are God's beloved children. So last week, our gospel lesson talked about the disciples and Peter. They were out in the boat, remember? And Peter stepped out of the boat, kind of beyond his fear, to stand with Jesus on the water. And when Peter became afraid and began to sink, Jesus reached out to him and saved him. This Sunday, our gospel lesson tells of a Canaanite woman who challenges and begs Jesus to step beyond cultural boundaries. She was a Gentile. He was a Jew. He was a man. She was a woman. She had no right to come to Jesus and ask him what she asked. Not only ask him, but beg him. The disciples were getting so sick and tired of her shouting after them. They said, make her go away. She's driving us crazy. But she challenges Jesus to step beyond those cultural barriers, those boundaries, and reach out to heal her daughter. And Jesus does. So what does the gospel say to us who follow Jesus? What does this mean for us? Because the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of our Lord and Savior, not only frees us, but it also impacts how we live. It impacts the choices that we make, the things that we do, the things that we don't do. And the Word of God always challenges us, convicts us, and calls us to follow Jesus. We're challenged to reach beyond barriers and recognize the dignity of every human being. To remember, even though this might be hard for us, to remember those who marched in these white nationalist and white supremacist rallies, they are also loved children of God. Even if their beliefs and their actions completely deny this. This is where the gospel can become rather offensive to us. We are all loved children of God. We are convicted to recognize our own racism and privilege and to confess that we too are sinners. That we don't always stand up for what we believe. Sometimes we're silent when we need to speak a word. Sometimes we are still when we're being called to action. Yet we too are loved children of God. We are called to put our beliefs, our faith, into action. Because the bridge between those whose actions are repulsive and make God cry, and those who stand against such actions, the only bridge between that is love. Jesus tells us over and over again, love your neighbor. He doesn't say you have to agree with your neighbor. He doesn't even say you have to like your neighbor. He says, love your neighbor. Because we are all neighbors on this earth. Whether there is a house between us, an ocean between us, we are all neighbors on this earth. And love is the only thing. It's like that picture of the kids joined in the shape of a heart. Love is the only thing that can hold us together. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We are called to educate ourselves, especially our youth and our children, about the divisiveness of racism and hate and the marginalization of any person that denies their full dignity as a loved child of God. We're called to speak up loudly if we need to. In this nation that has pledged itself to the justice and liberty of all, there really is no room for racism and discrimination. Just because someone has the constitutional right for free speech doesn't mean that what they say is right. Because to diminish another person's dignity, to diminish another person's humanity, is sinful. It's evil. That is not God's dream. That is God's nightmare. So we are called to pray, to think, to learn, and to talk with each other about what it means to live together as neighbors here on this beautiful earth. Charlottesville reminds us that we still have a long ways to go. Today, we gather together and we stand before our Lord just like that Canaanite woman did. As beggars, Lord, help us. Help me. Help us. We know that we are sinners too. We confess that we don't deserve a place at this table. We pray for, we beg for forgiveness. For just a few crumbs of grace. Because even the dogs eat the crumbs underneath the table. Just a few crumbs of grace. Because a few crumbs of grace are always enough. And yet, our Lord once again reaches out to us, reaches out and invites us to join him at his holy table, at the table where we are named children of God, where we are forgiven, at the table where we are truly known and loved. Christ welcomes us to this table, and he nourishes us. He feeds us with his very self. And then he sends us out so that we can love our neighbor. And we too can invite and welcome others to this holy table, especially those who are vulnerable, marginalized, those who are discounted or discriminated against. In the church, in this church, in Christ's church, there is a place at the Lord's table for everyone, for you and for me. And there's always the promise of forgiveness and grace. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.